Ramayan, Part 2, Chapter 1, Section 5, Bharadwaj. The following morning after sunrise, Ram, Lakshman, and Sita went in an easterly direction toward the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna. They were keen to find the hermitages of the rishis whom they knew lived in that region. The famous sage Bharadwaj, leader of all Brahmanas inhabiting that forest, dwelt nearby. As they walked, they were enraptured by the colorful beauty of the forest. Huge trees rose up on all sides. In some places, the trees opened up into an expansive clearing, carpeted by innumerable varieties of flowers and shrubs. Lakes of crystal clear water covered with white, blue, and red lotus were seen here and there. The trees were laden with blossoms, filling the air with fragrance. Sounds of cuckoos, parrots, and peacocks echoed all around. Keeping close together, the three travelers walked throughout the day, sometimes moving easily and other times with difficulty, through the densely wooded regions. Toward the end of the afternoon, they heard in the distance the sound of two rivers rushing to meet each other. Around them they began seeing signs of life, chopped wood and man-made paths. Catching sight of smoke rising above the trees, they realized that they had found the dwellings of the rishis, and so they quickly went toward them. At the precincts of the hermitage, they were greeted by a young ascetic. He was a disciple of Bharadwaj. He led them through the many thatched cottages of the Brahmin community, showing them to a great sacrificial arena where Bharadwaj himself was seated. Surrounded by his disciples, the sage sat before the sacred fire, absorbed in meditation. As soon as the three travelers caught sight of the effulgent rishi, they prostrated themselves on the earth in obeisance. They waited respectfully at a distance for the sage to beckon to them. Bharadwaj had attained virtual omniscience by his long practice of asceticism and meditation. Immediately he sensed the presence of his exalted guests, and so he rose up to greet them. Going before the sage, Ram said with joined palms, "We are Ram and Lakshman, sons of Emperor Dasharatha. O highly venerable sage, and here is my blessed and irreproachable wife. She is a princess from Videha, the daughter of King Janak. Ordered by my ever-pious father, I have come to this forest to live the life of an ascetic for 14 years, and my brother and wife have chosen to follow me. Kindly, please bless us." Bharadwaj gazed upon the faces of his guests. Understanding their divine identities, he offered them various delicious foods. These foods were prepared from wild roots and fruits. Tears flowed from his eyes as Bharadwaj spoke to Ram. "I already knew of your exile and have been expecting you to pass this way. Your auspicious arrival here at my hermitage signals the success of all my austerities and sacrifices. Indeed, it is highly difficult to get a sight of you, and so today I am supremely blessed. My dear Ram, if you so desire, You may remain here in this delightful stretch of land, which is quite suitable for the life of asceticism. Smiling and graciously accepting the sage's offerings of love, Ram replied, "This hermitage is well known and not so far from the state of Ayodhya. People will soon seek me out if I remain here. Please tell me of some other, more lonely place, for I will not be able to tolerate the pain of the people again beseeching me to return." Bharadvaj understood Ram's concern. He directed the prince to a mountain named Chitrakuta. He directed the prince that it was lying some 50 miles away.
Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai.